prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I've been asked by Sean Knernshield that I should start the show by saying the date of today's show because so many people tend to be weeks behind. And so I'm going to try this and see if any of you care. Today is Monday, January 23rd, 2017. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. If anybody's ever been sick, like I was with my heart, you realize you can do some heroic things when you start digging into the information yourself. You have to be open-minded, but you have to be willing to break with convention, and you have to be willing to not just accept what you're told, but verify. My next guest has done that, and he's going to talk about some things when it comes to gut health that are both counterintuitive and counter to the current wisdom out there. I ask you to listen with an open mind, and I think when we get to the end of the discussion, you'll feel as I do, that there's more to this than meets the eye. And he's Rocco Castellano. How you doing, Rocco?
Hey, Cole, how are you today?
Good, good. So before we get into the whole discussion about the gut and your journey and your results, which is remarkable, wait until people hear some of this stuff. We have to first put you on the map so people understand who you are. So back around, 2008, you actually appeared on MTV's TV show Made.
Yeah.
And you are attributed to be the first celebrity personal trainer to actually get someone to shed 30 pounds in 30 days, and it was documented. So it wasn't like hyperbole where people go, oh, I can make you. No, you actually did it with somebody on TV. They followed you, right?
Well, that's what was really cool about it was that I was able to show people with, with like the social proof that, you know, that everybody talks about in front of millions of people and show them that I was able to take the weight off 30 pounds in 30 days. Like there was a way in and there was, a way out basically,
this was a young lady. And I want to say her name was Catherine or Kristen, and she wanted to be a plus-size model, but she was too big to even be a plus-size model. So you had to get her in shape, and they gave you a very, very short period of time, almost like an afterthought. Well, you know, this is how long you have to do it because this is how long this segment tapes for, and you did it.
Well, they asked me what was funny was the producers asked me if I could get 20 pounds off of her in the next 5 weeks. And I said, well, I can't even see her in the next week, but I can do it. I can do, she can lose 30 pounds. And they were like, no way, no one can do this. It's impossible to do, people can only lose like 2 pounds a week and all that stuff. I said, don't worry, I'm going to do it and I'm going to show you how, I do it. And they were, even the producers were kind of freaked out that I was so confident that I could do it. And I had already been doing it, I'm not going to say that if you have 30 pounds, only 30 pounds, that you're going to lose it in 30 days. It's for people that are, way overweight. And you use the word big. I use the word fat. She was too fat to even be a plus size model.
Right, right.
So they were, they were kind of freaked out because they had all this stuff that she was supposed to be doing and this sponsor that was going to want her to be in the ads and stuff. And she had to look right because she couldn't fit in the clothes that they wanted her to wear.
Right.
So that was a big deal. So that's how, but before that, you know, I've been doing, you know, I was doing personal training for nearly 30 years. And in Cincinnati, I was, you know, I was very open about fat people being stupid and all that stuff. So that kind of got me, you know.
You were considered very controversial. I know that. You were very controversial.
Well, you know, some people say controversial. Some people say, you know, they use a few other other colorful words
to describe you. Yeah, right.
Let's stick with controversial.
Yeah, there you go. That's this is a family. This is a family friendly show. So,
yeah.
All right. So let's now. So I said at the beginning of the show that necessity is the mother of invention. In my case, at 40 years old, I had a dysrhythmia. And both sides of my heart were beating out of sync, and I was on slate for a pacemaker, and I knew that I had to make some dramatic changes, or my life would never be the same. And so, I conjured up ways to remodel my heart. That my physician told me, make sure you have a life insurance policy because you know you don't want to leave your family in a lurch when you drop dead. And lo and behold, here I am all these years later with the heart of a horse, as far as production goes. Your story is similar, but it's actually because of your gut. So let's go back to the beginning. When did the symptoms that you have now realized were from your gut start to show up? And explain to the audience what you started to go through before you started to connect the dots to the gut.
Well, which part? Because a lot of my gut research actually stemmed from my brain research.
Okay, we'll start there. What were the symptoms? You started doing research, and you didn't even realize it was your gut. What were the symptoms that you were developing?
I had really bad a rage problem that I was very embarrassed about, you know, and people thought that I was an alcoholic. They thought that I was just this, I had this really just bad temper, that I was, you know, either bipolar or, like, you know, everyone made something up. But I knew that I wasn't any of these things, but I still had this, this insane, I always compare it to like the Hulk. When I was like stressed out, or when I was in a confrontation, I always went to the let me just kick somebody's butt, or let me just and this rage just like took over me. It was like a werewolf. It was like the Hulk. It was something like that. And me being a not so small guy, it got me in a lot of trouble. I mean, I was always, you know, I always felt like every year I would be going to jail for some type of assault. And one time, and this is not a very happy time in my life, but one time I came home from work and I got upset with my then, fiance, but, she's my wife now, and thank goodness she stuck with me, but I got into this rage and I beat up my house. I literally beat up my house.
Yeah, like you started destroying stuff, in other words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a wreck.
So I want to, before we go on, I want to point out two things because I have to bookmark these right now. So two things that differentiate you from the alcoholic or the bipolar person is you recognize something was wrong. You said you were embarrassed by it. See, people who are bipolar and alcoholics, they don't see that there's a problem, number one. And
I was going to, and I went to AA meetings. I went to alcohol counselors. And I'm not going to say that I didn't have a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol, because I was, I was literally trying to self-medicate.
Self-medicate, right, exactly.
You know?
It's almost like when you feel crappy, and this is even me growing up in New York, getting high kind of makes you feel crappy with an understandable reason. And so,
right.
But the other thing that's important to distinguish here is this. So you described yourself as a person, people thought you had an alcohol problem, a drug problem, whatever. But the reality is that the word,
well, no drug in time, the word, I just the didn't word, like drugs because I was afraid of drugs.
Right.
But I wasn't equating alcohol as a drug. It
right.
Just made me feel
but
bad.
But here's the thing I want to point out. The word intoxication has the word toxic in it.
Yep.
And
yep.
When your gut is poisoning you, you are becoming intoxicated by the flood of toxins that are being released into your body, and they are affecting your brain along with other systems. So I just want to make these two distinctions. It's clear that you recognized your problem, which makes this different than alcoholism or something like that, or bipolar, because they don't see the problem. Matter of fact, they go, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm going to get off my meds. Number two, you were intoxicated. I just wanted to point that out.
Oh,
you
sure
were.
I was. Okay. Oh, I was without a doubt. My body was literally, you know, killing itself.
Right.
And on top of that, I'm going to, you know, AA, I'm going to alcohol counselors, and they're even telling me, Rock, you know, people may be saying this, but you're not an alcoholic.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
we love,
I have to be.
Rocco.
That's what, this is what's going on.
Rocco, we love having you at the meetings because you're funny. You make us laugh,
right.
But you're really
right,
not an
exactly.
alcoholic. Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
you
now,
know, but, then after this time in Albuquerque, I lived in Albuquerque and the cops came to the house and they arrested me and, I was in the jail and, you know, I got on the phone and, you know, I don't want to admit this, but I was crying to my wife saying, listen, hey, I don't know why this is happening. And you've been with me for a little while now, but, you know, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to find this out. The doctors are wrong. Everyone's wrong. And, you know, and when you say that to people after you're in, you know, and you're in jail, you know, who's wrong there?
Right.
You know, like
right.
The opposite side is, you know, you're always going to be second guessing yourselves. But I was very, very confident that I was smarter and that I could do the research. Just like you, Carl, you know, like you find this thing and you're like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out.
Right.
I'm going to get to the research because for some reason, what they're telling me is not happening in my body.
Right.
And so that's what happened. I came out of jail. My wife bailed me out and I came home and I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I don't know how, but let's start with talking to the top of neurosurgeons, neurologists, all these, you know, people, and then I'll find it. And so it took a little while. It took some PET scans, some CAT scans, you know, all these scans, and we finally figured out that there was a lesion on my, you know, in my brain, and a doctor took, you know, like found that out. But in that course of figuring, I was talking and I was communicating with this guy, Ray Pete, and he was, you know, and I had, you know, I had some clients, I had some business clients that were doing some of the stuff up with Ray Pete, and they were talking to me about a bone broth, and I was telling them about my, you know, like this rage problem, and then I talked to doctors, and that's when the whole conversation of a serotonin and a tryptophan and the gut came up.
Right.
And then we come to find out that it wasn't just my digestive system and the gut. It was hormone levels and the way that, I listen to the show all the time, and you guys are like, you know, you have all these experts on about, like the hormone levels. So when I was able to take out the tryptophan, right, and the cysteine, which are, you know, amino acids that are, pro-maturation or like pro-aging, and they actually, you know, after 25, you should be very limiting. You don't have to get rid of, well, cysteine, you actually should kind of get rid of, but, like the tryptophan, you want to really limit, your intake of. But that's when the whole brain, gut, and also systems, you know, other systems, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the central nervous system, you know, all these systems are interconnected with the gut.
Right.
And so that's when the whole kind of mystery started to unfold because of the hormone, you know, like the hormone levels. I had to bring down my estrogen level in order to bring down my testosterone level.
Right, right.
You know, and so many men don't realize that, you know, that the soy that we take in and all this other, you know, just garbage, you know, is bringing our estrogen levels up.
Right.
And creating irritation within the gut. Now, this isn't just one thing. It's an accumulation of things also. You know, because when I was in New York and New Jersey, that air quality absolutely sucks.
Oh, man. I remember driving through Bayonne, New Jersey. It stinks so bad, right? I mean, I used to have a T-shirt that said, "Kiss her where it stinks. Drive her to Bayonne." I mean, I had a T-shirt when I was a kid that said that was a popular T-shirt in New York because Bayonne stunk.
In the shore? You probably got it down the shore or something.
Look, we have to take a break. So here's what I want to leave everybody with before we go into the break. You had a lesion on your brain. So it's something that we can look for as a progress indicator.
Yes.
And now you're making the connection between your gut and your brain. Stay with us. Stay with us. Rocco's going to challenge some things that you think. I just say have an open mind and listen, and then decide for yourself.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, and 1-800-516-0514.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Talking with Rocco Castellano. So a lot of you may be thinking, oh, I don't have gut problems. This is not an interesting show to me. Stop. Because you may have some problems that you don't think of from your gut that really are. If you have rosacea, redness of your skin, on your face, your upper chest, you have gut problems. And,
and
liver problems. If you have redness, if you have cystic acne or really, really, really bad acne, you have both gut and liver problems. There are a lot of people that have neuropathy. I'm raising my hand. That have never been diabetic. Well, I was maybe when I was 39. But my neuropathy is from a gut problem. The nerves in my legs are being attacked by the things that are escaping from my gut into my bloodstream. This is no different than the woman who has fibromyalgia. We're doing a show next week. People are losing their hearing at a record number rate. They're developing tinnitus and they lose their hearing. And no one understands why. Guess why? Because there is actually neuropathy of the auditory nerves that's happening, and I can assure you that it's coming from leaky guts. You know what? It's hard to tease out the diabetic neuropathy from its real cause, which I predict is gut problems, because most diabetics have gut problems, they just don't know it. So, pay attention here. This is really important stuff, because you will develop gut problems someday if you live long enough. And this can help you. Okay, so you started.
Well, the average person, you know, and I hate that word, that phrase, the average person, but you know, it's very relevant here because almost every American that takes, you know, that drinks beer, that drinks alcohol, and that continues to eat an American diet. you know, fast food, Pop-Tarts, any type of like cookie, and even the stuff in the produce aisle, right? Most people don't know this, but almost every single thing at a Kroger store, a Ralph's, or even here, you know, where I am in Texas, a Central Market, every single vegetable and fruit is a man-made thing. There's not one vegetable or fruit that actually we eat that was from ancient times. Not one anymore. They were all man-made in a lab somewhere. And, you know, that's why whenever people try to do that whole science thing with me with GMOs, I tell people that almost everything's been a genetically modified through, hybrid.
I want to be clear about something. Selective hybridization and selected growing techniques are hugely different than genetic modification.
But that's why, and we're not really going to have a conversation about GMOs. It's really about the gut. And the point I'm trying to make is that even in the produce aisle, where everybody thinks that, you know, fruits and vegetables are like healthy for you and that you should be taking it in, some of the most popular and the so-called healthy foods like broccoli, like cauliflower, right, are actually, and a lot of the legumes that are out there, like the high protein, every vegetarian in the world is like taking in pea protein and all this other types of like protein can actually cause irritation in the gut.
Let's talk about the irritation angle for a second.
Okay.
You make two interesting points. Number one, people right now are going, broccoli? Broccoli's bad for you? Explain why.
It's not bad. See, it's not bad for you. You know, like people would always ask me, is this bad for you? Is this good for you? You know, and the thing is, it depends on your situation. It depends on your scenario. If you're having diarrhea or you're having yeast problems, if you're having, irritable bowel syndrome, some of these vegetables may be bad for you. But let me just go and back up a little bit, because any vegetable or any food that causes gas, right? Like methane gas inside your digestive tract, is not necessarily good for you, because you want to be sucking methane gas and taking it into your lungs, or else you would die.
So there's a difference, because if you suck pure methane gas and it displaces oxygen, the truth is that if you suck helium in, it'll do the same thing. But what you're saying is, having methane gas inside your digestive tract in your intestines, some of that methane gas probably gets into the bloodstream, right?
Well, it's toxic, and that's what it is, because if you have, things permeate on purpose your intestines, it's supposed to happen, right? And if you're taking in a toxic gas, even though it's coming out, imagine if you get a lesion in your intestinal tract, right?
Right.
You can become septic very, very quickly and you die.
Right. Because things leak into your bloodstream. Exactly.
Right. Well, into your body. You become septic. Boom. They got to clean you out very, very quickly. And they're going to repair it. So your intestines, though, are supposed to permeate, with nutrients. Well, and there's two sides to that coin also. But let's stick with the first one. If you're producing gas and you have a gastric, you know, or a digestive system problem, more likely that gas can come through the intestine and then become toxic, and then now you're bringing, you know, a more toxic state to your digestive system. So now, with that being said, why would you want to introduce something like that into your body just because it's so called unnutritious?
So is it a case by case basis? Like, in other words, if I eat broccoli and I don't get gas from it, I'm safe. But if somebody eats broccoli, yes, and they get gas from it, yeah, they need to think about that.
Yeah, so if you have gas all the time, you don't want to be taking Beano.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
To cure that, because there's obviously a dysfunctional relationship
between what you're eating and your body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So people need to start paying attention, number one, to the things they give them that gives them gas, right?
Right, because anytime that you have gas, you're creating an irritable bowel every time, you know. So that's just one thing. So, and you can just try an elimination diet in the, you know, to kind of see what foods agree with you and what foods don't agree with you, you know. But what has happened in our society is we've been beaten up. I mean, literally beaten up with, you know, fiber is good for you, fiber is good for you, fiber is good for you. And some of these vegetables are, you know, and what happens with these vegetables, right, and the high fibers of vegetables is that, yes, it does the job it's supposed to do. It is really, you know, it helps to push the waste along.
Right.
But that's a double-edged sword right there, because when the fiber's doing the work for you, just like, you know, just like a Metamucil or some type of like laxative, right? You're literally taking the job away from the intestinal tract. And that's called a peristalsis, right? Mm. And peristalsis is one of the most important things that as we get older, right? Anybody over 30 years old better understand that peristalsis and not fiber is the most important thing that you can put in your body.
So explain, before we go into the break, explain peristalsis, because we're going to talk about fiber on the other side of this break. Peristalsis is the muscular organized contraction of the intestines that pushes waste along, right?
Correct. It's like a snake. Think of your intestines like a snake, and they eat, you know, something. Well, they pass it all the way through in a muscular contraction. And that's what happens is with, and we'll talk about this after the break, but the fiber actually makes that muscle become, and I say smooth, but that's really not the science behind it, but it basically makes it so that it doesn't contract anymore. And then now you have to take in more fiber, and you kind of start this crazy cycle where you're taking in more and more and more fiber, and then your gut stops working. It doesn't work anymore. Peristalsis is one of the most important things, and people need to actually stimulate of the peristalsis if that's not happening. If they feel like they're constipated, if they feel like they have too much water in their intestine, there's many different things that will stop the peristalsis, and there's ways, and I can tell you after the break how to stimulate that peristalsis.
And keep in mind, they are now discovering that constipation may be one of the earliest signs of Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
Chronic constipation. So just taking a fiber supplement and making it the symptom go away may not be a good idea.
Make the symptom go away, because you can make the symptom go away with an aspirin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that it's still the issue and the problem is still going to be that you have to address at some point.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about fiber in a different way. And this is actually some of the theories that I have held myself. I may have alluded to in past shows, but we're going to get to the bottom of it when we come back. Stay tuned. A different perspective on fiber.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, check, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So we're talking with Rocco Castellano. We're going to talk about fiber now in a different way. Everybody talks about fiber being great. And maybe some of it is good. But let me share something that evolved from a conversation I had with Leslie Aiello probably 8 or almost 9 years ago from the Winogren Foundation. When I found her article about how our brains got bigger, and she talks about Australopithecus robustus and Australopithecus gracile, which I think is also called Australopithecus africanensis or africanus. So the robustus was the strictly vegan of our ancestors. And gracile was the first one to start eating meat and marrow from bones and all that sort of stuff. And robustus is extinct now, by the way. Robustus had this big, wide jaw. Its back teeth, what we would call molars, were huge and flat because they could eat twigs. And sometimes had to.
It was for gnashing. It was for gnashing the food, like big wooden things.
And because of climate change and their journeys to find places to live, they were known to eat dirt. Really, dirt. Like, you know, times are tough, so all we got is dirt.
The actual soil.
Yeah.
It was nutrient rich.
Yeah, they were known to eat branches of wood. And so they were called robustus because they had these big jaws and they had these huge guts. Their stomachs were huge. I sound like Donald Trump. Huge.
They're huge.
Huge. They were huge. So, but it's true, right? So gracile, because it started eating meat, nutrient dense meat that didn't have a ton of fiber, over a million years or so, their stomachs got smaller and their brains got bigger. Here's the gut-brain connection again, by the way, folks. Here it is, right? In evolutionary perspective. So, robustus was known to consume maybe 600-700 grams of fiber a day. Hell, its whole diet may have been fiber. It spent literally 8 to 10 hours a day chewing, finding food and chewing, like a cow chewing. And then gracile comes along and it's like, hey, I feel skippy. I'm eating meat. I don't have to sit here and chew all day long. I can go do other things. And its stomach got smaller and its brain got bigger. And we are direct descendants of gracile, not robustus. So fast forward to today. Everybody's telling us fiber. I know people that eat 200 grams of fiber a day. What are we doing to ourselves? If we evolved to eliminate fiber from our diet, are we not making a mistake by adding too much fiber back in? I use the word too much, right? Everybody, it's different. Maybe some people just need 10 grams of fiber a day, but it's getting crazy out there. I know people who strive to eat 150 to 200 grams of fiber a day because they think if some fiber is good, more is better. But what if that's actually hurting them?
It's the type of fiber, though, too, Carl. I mean, it's the type of fiber, too, because it's not just that it's fibrous, right? It's also the food quality, you know, You know, a lot of the food that we're taking in could be fibrous, but there's no nutrition in it either.
Uh-huh.
So that's where a lot of the problems are really coming from, is it's basically you're swallowing cellulose, right? And it's not doing you really any good. It's like a Brillo pad going. Now, imagine, okay, and this is a picture that most people don't want to see, okay? And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but this piece right here that you're discussing drives me absolutely insane, because so many people don't realize the irritation that the fiber actually causes on the villi of your intestines. If you can just imagine, or do me a favor, at home, go get a brush. Go get a little scrub brush, a toothbrush. I don't really care. Okay? Take it and just rub it on your skin right now. And if it doesn't turn red, then you have too many calluses on you, okay? But most of the time, people that put that brush on their arm, it starts to irritate the arm. It starts to turn red, right? Well, that's exactly what the cellulose fiber and the fiber is doing inside your intestinal tract. And now that irritation goes on, on the villi, and then it creates inflammation where now nutrition can't get in. So now you're eating bad food, right? And so that's kind of the backstory.
Well, talk about this to tie it all together. So when the microvilli becomes inflamed and irritated, it becomes less effective at extracting the nutrients from your food.
And doing its job, right.
So inflammation to the microvilli makes it less effective. And we have people out there who consume large amounts of food, but they find out that they're deficient. Oh, I'm like me. I'm telling you something. I've discovered where I think my neuropathy is coming from. I don't think I'm absorbing vitamin B appropriately. And there's a large link between gut microbiome, which produces B, and downstream microvilli that's designed to pick up B, that I think has been disrupted in my body.
Well, and if you find that either you're constipated, or you have a loose stools, or you have a diarrhea on occasion when certain foods enter into your diet, then there is a problem.
Yeah, eliminate it. Yeah.
But then there's also the other side where there's a proliferation of fermented stuff. And we haven't even gotten into that yet. We're still on the peristalsis and the fiber.
Okay, so then let's do this. Let's summarize this so we can move on to the next issue. Number one, too much fiber is not a good idea. Some fiber is probably good, but too much fiber that's designed to create bulk because you're not moving your bowels properly, you should be understanding why you're not moving your bowels properly. It's probably not because you don't have enough fiber in your diet. There's something else going on between the microbes in your gut and maybe some irritation in your intestines. So let's go back to peristalsis for a second. How can people stimulate healthy peristalsis?
Well, one, you have to know that, if you're trying to create regular bowel movements, you have a peristalsis, most likely a peristalsis problem. Okay? So if you're taking a Metamucil, if you're trying to increase your fiber intake and it's not really working, you have more of a peristalsis. And like I said, after 30 years old, you most likely have a peristalsis problem. So one of the big ways now, you have to take this advice and not go crazy with it either, because people, I'm going to take the supplement that Rocco says and I'm going to be fixed. No, don't do that, because that would be insane. Okay. Take the advice, filter it through what your issue is, and then do what is recommended. But Cascara Sagrada is a supplement it's from the root of a tree, and it actually stimulates the muscle. So it kind of like shocks the musculature, and then it helps build that musculature within the intestinal tract. So, and just to let the audience know, it's spelled CASCARA and SAGRADA.
Okay, so how much should you take? Is there anything that has to be standardized for when you're looking for a product? And
you only want to take it for like a few days. A few days on, and then a couple weeks off. A few days on, a couple days off. When I was having problems, okay, I mean, I've overcome those problems, but every now and then I'll take one. I'll take one in the morning, and then the next day.
Does it affect your bowel movements the days that you take it? Does it make you?
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. It will kick in, and you'll literally feel your intestines working. It's the craziest, it's the weirdest thing.
Wow.
To feel. But if you hear like your stomach kind of talking back to you.
Yeah.
That's peristalsis right there. It's talking back to you.
So I got to knock on wood. I am really healthy when it comes to being regular. Every morning, no problem. I go, and I usually go a couple times a day because I consume a lot of food.
Right, and I was regular too. I mean, but I was regular so that I mean, it was crazy because sometimes I get diarrhea.
Right.
Or
yeah, I don't get
I'd
diarrhea.
It would be like a soft stool, and I'd be like, what's going on here?
Right.
And so, like there was like too much water in my intestines.
Right.
And that wasn't, that's not good.
Okay, so here's what I want to do now. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to tie this back into, so you had a lesion on your brain. You went searching for answers about your gut. You started doing things to fix your gut. I want to come back, and I want you to tell the audience specifically what you started doing to fix your gut. Number one. Number two, what's a realistic time frame to expect things to change? And number three, what happened when you went for the scan of the lesion, which obviously every doctor in the world will tell you has nothing to do with your gut? Those three things I want to cover when we come back, okay?
Yep. Absolutely.
I promise it's going to get interesting, folks. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com.
Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today. I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So during the break, I said to Rocco, he said, why, this isn't already interesting? When I said going into the break, this is going to get interesting. It's all interesting because what we're talking about right now is counterintuitive. It's counter to the common message. Oh, eat more fiber, fiber. You know, a couple things I want to mention real quick, and then we're going to get back into this. There are a lot of things that are discussed today in nutritional protocols as being beneficial because we're talking about a diabetes population.
Yeah.
The idea of gastric emptying, slowing down gastric emptying, would not have been an advantage to our ancestors because they had to consume a few thousand calories a day just to sustain their physical activity. They had to find it, sometimes kill it, sometimes pick it and carry it home. So the idea of like, oh man, I just ate, I'm not going to be able to eat for 5 hours. That's only good for people who are sick. The people who are diabetic, oh yeah, we have to slow down gastric emptying so that your blood sugar doesn't rise so fast. To our ancestors, getting food in and out was critical. Peristalsis, that had to be like high speed work. The gut had to work fast because we had a lot of food to consume back then. And so the same is true about fiber. We're talking about fiber today because we're saying, oh, cholesterol. You know what? Increasing fiber intake because you're worried about cholesterol is not a good idea. That's like saying, I'm going to only drive my car in first gear because I want to pull this trailer around. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't be pulling a trailer with your car. My point is, when we talk about these things, if you're going in your head, yeah, but this is, we know this is not true. No, we don't know it's not true. What we do know that in a sick population, the new nutritional paradigms apply because we're trying to use nutritional protocols to correct people for illnesses. But in a healthy population, slowing down gastric emptying or retarding peristalsis or increasing fiber intake is not necessarily an advantage. Okay, now I got that out of
that's the thing, Carl. Exactly what you just said. In our population is not healthy. It is a very sick population, and we have taken to no sickness. We are comfortable with our sick bodies, so we're consistently trying to, you know, to find a reason to continue on with the sick body instead of creating real health.
Right. Right, exactly. And that's really the mission of this show.
That's the big dilemma here.
Right. So let's talk about this. So you had a lesion on your brain. It was causing you to act erratically, causing mood swings, let's just call it that. You start searching for answers. You come to the gut. You start working on your gut. How long does it take you to get your gut straightened out, first of all?
Well, there was a lot of other things that went into it. Like, we had to get my estrogen levels down and my hormones, which you were talking about a cholesterol. We had to take the tryptophan out of the eggs. I used to eat egg white omelets like they were, you know, free. Six eggs.
Like they were free.
Six egg white omelets. And, that was creating insane problems.
For you, right, for you.
With my cholesterol, too, because what most people don't understand, and this is what happened, this is where the gut-brain thing really came into effect, knowing that the serotonin, you know, and there's been some controversy about the serotonin in the brain and the gut not really working together, but of the hormones, you know, and the cholesterol, I switched from doing the egg whites to only egg yolks.
Interesting.
Right? And so I was taking in four egg yolks a day, and still to this day, I do four egg yolks, and I saw you the other day drinking like the raw eggs.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I sometimes do that with only yolks and not the whites.
I gotcha. Okay.
So, but I cook them up, and you're correct. You know, like the cooking of it is going to be a little bit better for you a lot of times. But people don't like the texture of the yolks, so you got to kind of scramble them up or put them in a potatoes.
Right.
But the ability to use the egg yolks to get my hormones in check, right? Because a cholesterol helps all the other hormones to be in check. And then taking the estrogen down, I used carrot salads. And the way that you make a carrot salad is you take a potato peeler and you peel the carrot. Or, you know, like a full carrot, two carrots, and I just make a salad out of it with olive oil, a good olive oil, not the fake olive oil
right.
That's out there, you know, good olive oil, and non-rancid olive oil, and then I do like a balsamic vinaigrette and some sea salt on it, and then I eat one to two a day. That's one of the things that you actually want to start doing right away is that carrot salad. And that's going to bring down any type of like phytoestrogens, estrogen, and your, you know, and the hormone levels that go up to the brain. Now, and your body too. That's one of the, you know, one of the bigger things that I did and that doesn't irritate your intestinal tract. If you were to eat like a whole carrot, it kind of has to go through a process and that can irritate you. But if you,
shred it, the body can digest it easier. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
And people don't realize the importance of mastication, chewing. Back in the early 1900s, Bernard McFadden, the publisher of Physical Culture, magazine, did many articles about the importance of mastication, chewing your food. So many of us are in a hurry. We bite, bite, swallow, bite, bite, swallow. We don't realize the stomach isn't prepared to do the job of the teeth.
It's not at all. And when you ask it to do the job of the teeth, right, you start to produce, it doesn't break down enough.
Right.
And that's where the yeast problems actually happen because, and we'll get into this, maybe if we have some time.
No, we do. We're going to cover yeast. We're going long with you. So we're going to cover yeast here next, in the next.
Okay. Break. Okay. But so what I did to get back to like the brain thing was I had to get my intestinal tract and my digestive system fixed first.
How long did it take of you changing the way you eat and observing these kind of techniques? And people, we're going to tell people how they can reach out to you too.
Like 3 to 6 months.
What did you notice in 3 to 6 months? You notice?
Well, actually, the one thing I noticed when I used bone broth, right? The first thing I noticed was, in the first week, I was doing the carrot salads. And I was using the cascara, a sagrada, and I was eliminating the real fibrous, like the cruciferous stuff, like broccoli and spinach and all these things that kind of like broke down, and the legumes that caused gas.
Right.
So I was starting to kind of heal the gut. And in the same time, I was doing like the egg yolks, and what I felt right away, once the gut started to kind of feel a little bit better, I started to feel my skin wasn't, as itchy, irritated, and my brain started to calm down.
You noticed it. You could feel like a sense of calm.
I mean, it was like night and day. And
now I want people who have children who suffer from ADHD to listen to this discussion because a lot of these kids.
There's two big things there. If you want to talk to them specifically, egg yolks, absolute egg yolks, because a cholesterol, the brain, the white matter of the brain is, somewhere like 75%, I think it is, of like a white matter. You need cholesterol.
Right.
You can't not have a cholesterol.
Right.
And that's why there's this big thing about statins, causing a dementia.
Right.
And all these brain problems. Well, you need eggs and kids need to have, I actually, I'll have some egg whites, but if you're going to have one egg white, have 2 to 3 egg yolks in there.
Interesting.
And scramble it up.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's going to help your brain, and that's going to give you the ability to not feel that brain fog. And then the bone broth, I do two different types, and a company called Epic out there is actually, has a shelf stable. I don't really like to, to plug people, but they have a shelf stable one. I cook my own. I make my own with chicken feet and with oxtail. And so, with that being said, I was drinking a quart and a half, almost 2 quarts a day of a bone broth. And that automatically calmed, my intestinal tract. As well as,
but you know why this is, right? You know why it does that, right? Because bone broth is 30 to 40% glycine.
It's the proline and the glycine that's in it, and the glycine is what actually takes. And I was just going to get into that. That's what started to calm.
Yes.
And to stop. The irritation and the inflammatory problems, and so like the glycine brought it down, right? And then the proline was actually helped to heal the lesion in my brain.
So you went back. So after doing this for how many months? After applying these new nutritional approaches and you felt different. You saw results. You go back in for a new scan.
At 6 months, I felt absolutely, you know, like 1,000 times better. I had no rage problems whatsoever. And it was always like, I don't know if you've ever felt like this or like anybody out there ever felt like this, but it was like, you know, like killing a flea with an elephant gun. You know, it was just like, there was no reason for me to ever be that rageful when, you know, I dropped my wallet, you know,
right.
Or something stupid like
right,
that.
Right.
You know?
I want to talk about something before we go into this break. So you went back for another scan.
Actually, two scans I went back for because the one doctor was like, because what happened, and let me go back a little bit
from
an hour ago, the doctors told me that I would have to live with this for the rest of my life because they couldn't operate on it, and there was no way to fix it, that I would have to be taking medication like a Trileptal or something like that.
Right.
An anti-seizure medication that would help me to help to buffer, they said. Buffer me so that I wouldn't, have that, you know, short fuse, that rage. And I was like, there's no way. And so the doctor told me that lesion could never be fixed, right? And that I would have to be dealing with that for the rest of my life. And I was absolutely heartbroken because I was like, I can't live like this anymore. I just can't. I'm going to, you know, something's going to break here. I'm either going to be in jail for the rest of my life. I'm going to lose my wife. You know, all these things would just like go through my brain. So that's when I just started to get into it. But then to get to the end here, I went to one scan. They couldn't find anything, just like they couldn't find before. They couldn't really find that lesion, you know, and then somebody found it. And so then we knew where it was, but they couldn't see it anymore. And they're like, oh, this, we have to do it again. And then the second time they were looking and they couldn't see it. It had healed up.
And what did the doctor say when he said, you know, that this isn't going to go away on its own. If we don't do surgery, it's not going to go away. You can't get surgery, so this is never going to go away. And now it's gone. What did they say?
Well, the doctors didn't believe that it, you know, it's, you know, and you can call it a God thing. You can call it the universe or whatever. But, you know, what we believe and what Ray Pete was talking about was, you know, hey, this, you know, the glycine and the proline in the, you know, in the bone broth, and the ability to process that, to get that to where it needed to go.
Yeah, because you were healing your gut, you were able to absorb everything.
Right, like the delivery system was the most important piece to that puzzle. You know, I could just be sucking down a bone broth and it may not have worked. But the hormone stuff too may, you know, all of these pieces had to be put in place. The cholesterol had to be, and also, what some people believe is that the cholesterol helped to heal it also.
Right.
So it was the bone broth and the cholesterol, and the doctors were like, no way, this doesn't happen. And then I said, well, either my nutrition happened or God did it. You know, cause I was praying a lot too.
Right, so, sure. Right.
So pick which one you want and we'll go with that. But, I believe that it was, you know, it was the diet
I believe it was the diet too. I mean,
it's not something that you can,
you know,
really...
and I want to point something else out. There's people out there who have multiple sclerosis, and multiple sclerosis is multiple lesions on the brain that cause the brain to stop functioning.
And this, and the same diet, my wife's mother has MS, and she has also done very, very well doing like similar things to what I do, except that she doesn't like the bone broth. You know, it tastes like bland, you know, chicken soup. But
Squee, you know what you could do? The Greeks have a soup called avalemono soup.
Yeah.
And you take egg yolks and you whisk them, and then you whisk them into the soup, and it makes a velvety, fatty top, and then you squeeze a lemon in it. Give it to her that way. Say, here, now you have something that tastes better. Make avalemono soup out of it for her. That's all.
Well, but there's, one other thing, and we can get in, into a little bit later, is that the gluten that's in the breads now, once I eliminated a lot of the gluten in my diet too, it literally, was totally changed.
Well,
the rest.
And this doesn't surprise me, because Alex Leaf, who used to be my news director, wrote a fantastic blog, and it's up on Super Radio's website, that even people with non-celiac disease, people that don't have celiac disease, they tend to have a inflammatory response from gluten in their diet. Gluten causes inflammation. If you really believe that inflammation is evil, then you need to stay away from anything with gluten in it. And I understand that. I understand about sourdough bread, but the problem is, it's only when the sourdough bread is made the old-fashioned way, which takes like a day or two for it to rise. They don't do that anymore. They run it through a thing.
Well, I'll explain the gluten problem if you want.
Okay, let's do this. We'll come back from the break, and we'll touch on the gluten for a minute, but then I want to start talking about yeast, okay?
Well, that's where it's going to go into. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it'll be the whole conversation.
Okay, all right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. A lot of interesting information being shared here today that really flies in the face of what people talk about when they talk about gut health. Oh, increase your fiber intake. You know, eat more vegetables. And really, these blanket statements don't have any place in today's nutritional advice because it depends on you. It depends on your personal genetics, the things that you do well with and the things that you don't. So, okay, we were talking about gluten. So you are a believer what do I want to say, sourdough
bread,
right?
Well, let's go back to your statement, like you just said. That's the reason why, though. You know, some people that are vegans or do a vegetarian diet, some people, you know, actually are like semi-healthy-ish. and then other people can't do it. So, you know, everybody's different and we really are different, especially coming from all different parts of the earth too.
Right.
You know, so when you listen to stuff like this, You want to filter it for you, always. I always tell people that. But yeah, like the gluten thing, Carl, is a very strange, phenomenon because, you know, up to 10 years ago, now there's been books out there like The Grain Brain and about all this, you know, about like carbohydrates and breads and that stuff that have come out recently talked about the past 20 years, but it's only really been in the past 10 years that the food processing industry has actually ruined the food because a gluten is a protein that that all bread has, you know, well, most bread has, that forms the shape of the bread. Okay, that's what gives it the elasticity. That's what makes you be able to shape it into a loaf or whatever.
And by the way, I used to work in my cousin's pizzeria, and we use something called high gluten flour for pizza. That's why they can spin it and stretch it, and it doesn't break apart because it's high in gluten.
Right. Well, the thing is, back then, right. When I was a kid, you know, too, the gluten wasn't bad, even in the high gluten, pizza, so that, because the way that the milling process that they did was very different than it is now. Because back then, they actually used to crush the, you know, like the grains. They used to crush them, and it kind of changed the DNA or the molecular structure, let's just say, not the DNA, the molecular structure of the flour so that the gluten, when you mixed it with yeast, it actually fermented within the bread itself. When it rose, it gave off of the gas bubbles and made the dough rise. Well, nowadays, it doesn't work like that. They don't mill the bread anymore. They actually cut the grains. They don't break them down. So the actual gluten doesn't get broken down. It's just this big gluten molecule that goes into the bread, and when you eat it, right, it winds up fermenting in your gut from the stomach acids. Right? It actually winds up fermenting in your gut. Uh-huh. And that's where the yeast and the yeast problems and the gluten problems, and not even the celiac stuff, but if you have something fermenting in your gut, you're gonna cause that irritation. You're gonna cause the flowering effect. And you're gonna cause an environment where bad bacteria and no amount of probiotics is going to help that. That's the reason why when people have yeast problems, and those skin problems, like you had mentioned earlier, like the rosacea, cystic acne, all that stuff, you're not going to get rid of it by taking a probiotic because you're just dumping fuel on the fire then. You have to get rid of the yeast first.
So how do you get rid of the yeast? You and I talked offline about Diflucan and Nystatin. These are very, very aggressive, very powerful pharmaceutical drugs.
They're very aggressive. And you know what? If you have a bad yeast, absolutely. I would recommend that. But there's other ways too. And as long as you can create a very high alkaline level in your intestinal tract, it will actually take care of the like they call it pathogenic proteins in the bad bacteria. So like the bad stuff. If you have a higher alkaline level. Now, I personally use an alkaline booster, but I also drink a lot of alkaline high alkaline foods, like cucumber juices and cucumbers, lemonade, orange juice. Even though there's, sugar in it, there's, when the acid goes into your body, it actually turns into an alkaline.
Right.
And I use alkaline strips every day. I mean, pH strips.
And what do? You urinate on it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I do both because I pee on it and, I urinate, on it to see what my pH level is in my urine, but also, my saliva, and the saliva one mirrors your liver pH, most likely. Right. Okay. So I do both ways. And I kind of average it out, but I like to try to stay, anytime that you could stay at 7 or above 7, which is kind of hard. If you drink one cup of like coffee, you're right back down to an acidic. If you drink wine, if you drink beer, especially if you drink beer, you're going to have a yeast problem,
right,
going through.
So what about, I've been thinking about this since a couple weeks ago. I was trying to track back when my gut problems started, and I was living in my apartment. I was going through my divorce when I first started to notice that I had problems with my gut. So this is going back to 2008, and I was consuming a ton of brewer's yeast every day. I was making protein shakes with brewer's yeast. I was eating it with a spoon. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's a couple of like things. First, stress. Okay, and I'm going to go into something that's very, very controversial, and your people are going to want to punch me in the face when they see me. So, one, stress. The stress, the mental stress, the physical stress that's manifested from the mental stress. Right. Mm-hmm. That's first, and that comes together in the gut. you'll start to see, you know, irritation problems from that stress. But then now you put different things. Now, I'm not sure that the brewer's yeast caused you gut problems. I think that the brewer's yeast and some of the dietary things that you did.
Well, I started drinking alcohol again. I hadn't drank alcohol for 10 years.
Anytime that you put alcohol in your system, right, you're going to start to kill a lot of the good bacteria in the gut. So anytime that you are taking alcohol, antibiotics, any type of like medication, right, you want to clean it. You want to clean the gut with some type of an alkali diet. And while you're taking the medication, not just after the medication or the alcohol, if you're drinking a lot, like during like the holidays, I mean, if you're drinking a lot,
right,
you're going to create an environment that you can create, that yeast can develop.
Right.
So, you know, you want to stay very, very high alkali. Keep that gut.
What about
high.
A supplement? You said that there's a supplement that you can take if you're concerned about having a yeast infestation.
Well, I created something that's going to be coming out soon, but I also created something called OxyX. It's an alkaline booster, but really a good alkaline booster. Now there's two different types of like alkaline booster. One has sodium chloride, which is a
table salt.
No. Sodium chloride
is
an unstable salt.
Okay.
That when you put it in liquid, it becomes stable, but it's an antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial, a supplement. And we do a 2% a solution, but that's an alkali booster. But there's also alkali boosters where there's more minerals. So there's like, sodium, potassium, you know, and they're all kind of, you know, like they're all, salt related stuff that can.
Well, we have a sponsor called Jigsaw. They make something that I take now every day. I put it in a gallon of water, and it's a electrolyte supreme, and it's a variety of minerals, including chloride, and even some bicarbs. It has some bicarbs in it, and it's got a couple B vitamins in it, just because, you know, for active people. So something like that would be a good thing, because that's going to alkalize the water I'm drinking then, right?
Right. So, and that's why I always tell people, go and you can get them on the internet, buy your pH strips and just monitor your urine and your saliva to see where you are in that alkali. You know, if you're acidic, everything bad, anything pathogenic is going to live in your gut and your body.
Yeah.
Okay? So the higher your alkali level, the better you're going to be, especially when it comes to the gut.
Let's talk about your products here for a second. So you're launching a new product very soon, right?
Yeah. One of the products is called a Pro Enzymes. It's on the Arizona Prima label, and the name means actually in Italian, heal first. And so like the one supplement is a Pro Enzymes. It's got five different enzymes in it. It's got the protease, the amylase, and the lipase for the digestive system, so that, because a lot of our stomach, like you said, if you're not masticating correctly and you're not chewing, you're not breaking down the macronutrients into micronutrients.
Right.
And then the other enzymes are superoxide dismutase and the catalase are actually anti-inflammatory enzymes that take the free radicals out. So, I mean, you don't have to buy my stuff, but if you could find that combination of, you know, of like enzymes, you're gonna, you're going to start the, you're going to kind of fast track of the healing.
So is your product available now, the enzyme product?
Not yet. No.
When will it be available?
But, you know, it will be available, and most likely when it is, you know, I'll come back on and do this whole thing all over again. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, so people, you don't have a website where people can go now, do you?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, RoccoCastellano.com. You can always go to, you know, Rocco's R-O-C-C-O. Last name's Castellano. Everybody gets it wrong, but C-A-S-T-E-L-L-A-N-O.
.com. Oh, go there and check it out, and we'll wait for this enzyme product. I'm excited to hear more about it.
Oh, yeah. And well, you know, but the most important thing here, Carl, is that we start to look to the gut, you know, more and more for these problems. There's been a lot, you know, a lot of, like, studies now because, you know, like medications aren't working anymore. There's, you know, the body's adapting to all these, you know, all these outside influences when we could just go back to eating our medicine. And if you start with the gut, then everything else might have a better chance.
You know what? Socrates, who is considered the father of Western medicine, said all disease begins in the gut. He said that back then. And guess what? I learned this from reading Rob Wolf's new book, Wired to Eat. This one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got a pre-release copy that I'm reading because he'll come on the show. He talks about the term hypochondria.
Yeah.
Hypo basically means below, and chondria stands for rib cage. And people who tended to have ailments that doctors couldn't discover, they couldn't figure it out, they called them hypochondriacs. But what that really meant was they had problems that were coming from their gut, and they didn't show up like traditional illnesses did. That's where the term hypochondriac comes from. It doesn't mean someone has a neurosis. It means that they have gut problems, and those gut problems are causing mental problems.
It was the gut problems that they couldn't figure out.
Yes, but it was causing mental problems. And if anybody was tuning in before we even started today's live show, you heard me talking to Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation about another show that was coming up the following week where we talked about something called Rom-Held Syndrome. Of all the shows I've ever done in 11 years, this is the God's honest truth, I get more emails every month from people who suffer from Rom-Held Syndrome. I thought I was going crazy. My doctor said there's nothing wrong with me. But every time I eat, my heart starts skipping beats. They want to put a pacemaker. I get emails constantly from people who have Rom-Held Syndrome was discovered by Dr. something-something Rom-Held, that there is a linkage between gut permeability issues and heart rhythm problems.
Well, and there's a lot of, you know, like many organs, have a peristalsis, and that's where, I'm not sure, so don't, you know, like quote me on this, but like your kidneys, your bladder, your heart, they all have to deal with this. With this automatic muscular contraction that can either be stimulated or not stimulated. Right. And when you're not constantly contracting that muscle in the right way, right, it can atrophy.
Yeah.
And, you know, your gut and your digestive system, you know, musculature can atrophy and then it becomes useless.
Yeah. Yeah, now this is you know what? The new horizon of medicine is what we are discussing here. And in decades to come, people are going to pay more attention to the gut as the origin of a lot of diseases. Rocco, his website is Rocco Castellano, RoccoCastellano.com. Check him out. Rocco, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Hey, Carl, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
It's been a great time.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.